Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American troops in northeastern Syria came under fire from multiple rockets Monday evening. There were no injuries to U.S. troops in the attack, in apparent retaliation for Sunday's U.S. airstrikes against Iran-backed militias in Syria and Iraq. The search for survivors among the rubble of a Surfside, Florida condo entered a sixth day Tuesday, with around a half dozen bodies recovered from the partial collapse of the 12-story building and many people still unaccounted for. Rescue specialists from Israel and Mexico joined the American crews in the search for life using cranes, dogs, and infrared scanners. Roads buckled and power cables melted as record temperatures continue across the Pacific Northwest on Monday. Seattle, Washington surpassed its record set Sunday when it hit 108 on Monday evening. And Portland, Oregon, for the third consecutive day, recorded an all-time high temperature of 116 degrees. USA Radio News.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Indiana Judge John Hanley on Friday ordered the state must continue the expanded federal unemployment benefits that were implemented during last year's pandemic relief efforts, saying that ending the funds ahead of their expiration date could cause irreparable harm to residents who are unable to pay for daily necessities. Will President Biden step away from Democrat demands? Tim Berg explains.
President Biden announced that he will sign a roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package even if his own party is unable to pass a separate bill that includes Democratic spending priorities. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell Monday speaking about reaching an infrastructure deal.
I'd like to see us get there, and I do think the only way we can get there is to de-link the two issues. They are really separate issues.
The Kentucky Republicans speaking on the Senate floor, the president previously said he would veto the bipartisan plan if Congress failed to pass a broader Democratic spending package. But the president did walk that back over the weekend.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This day in history. Flash, 1613. The Old Globe Theater burns down. The theater was located in Southwark, across the River Thames from the city of London. Flash, 1941. 1 week after launching a massive invasion of the USSR, German divisions make staggering advances on Leningrad, Moscow, and Kiev. Flash, 1972. In Furman versus Georgia, the U.S. Supreme Court rules by a vote of 5-4 that capital punishment, as it currently is employed on the state and federal level, is unconstitutional. Flash, 1995. The American space shuttle Atlantis docks with a Russian Mir station. The first thing passed through the docking tube is a brand new PC computer. Flash, 1967.
Well, it wasn't pretty, seemed like this car with the three, four people in it. Well, in fact, it was six people in it and four dogs. Run just dead on into the back of this truck, freight truck. There was no indication of anyone trying to stop. The three people in the front were crushed, and two little dogs were dead. However, the three children in the back, by some miracle, weren't seriously injured.
Blonde bombshell and celebrated actress Jane Mansfield is killed instantly when the car in which she is riding strikes the rear of a trailer truck on U.S. Route 90 east of New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. James Herson, the best-selling author, media and legal analyst, joins us now. Hey, Mr. James, how we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Boy, it's always good to talk to you, and we've got lots to talk about. Jerry Jenkins from the Left Behind series. What a genius. And then out of his loins comes this incredible son of his, Dallas, who I met with last week at NRB in Dallas. The legacy of this family is astounding. Jerry, of course, is no slouch whatsoever. I mean, he's a writer's writer. His background and success with Tim LaHaye with the Left Behind series is, it's a legacy. And now his son, with what he's doing with Chosen, over 1.6 million in climbing downloads and people watching the series. I mean, they expect to be at 2 billion before the year's end.
Yeah, it's another phenomenon. The interesting thing about Jerry, I've been involved in the entertainment community for two decades, mm-hmm. and one of the things they're always looking for is a person who's a good storyteller.
Exactly.
And anybody that is able to kind of write in a novel style that grips people. Like, J.K. Rowling is a brilliant storyteller. Stephen King mm-hmm. is a brilliant storyteller. But Jerry Jenkins may be the most successful storyteller that the secular world doesn't know about. And when you consider this, his most famous set of books, it's a series, is this one that started with Left Behind, mm-hmm. End Times Prophecy book. But that was his 125th book. This is a guy who's been a hard-working craftsman in the writing field long before he ever co-wrote Left Behind with Tim LaHaye. He was a sports writer initially, and sports
exactly.
writers are kind of like novelists, because there's very fanciful, almost poetry in writing about sports, and then he also got involved with a nationally syndicated cartoon, a sports cartoon called Gil Thorpe. But then, he started writing books. He's actually written or co-written more than 200 books, which is it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a writer myself, so I'm really impressed with that output. And of course, he's had tens of millions of copies sold around the world, particularly Left Behind. I think he's sold 72 million books. About 62 million of them are Left Behind books. but what strikes me is very significant, and you and I talk about this all the time, that what we're living through, seems very, and I'll make up a word, end timey. It's very much, it has a feel of biblical times we're living through. So the guy who co-wrote perhaps the most widely read book dealing with a fictionalized version of the end times, when he speaks about our time, maybe that's significant. And he says that we are pretty close to the end, meaning that we are pretty close to living through what his novels talk about. I find that pretty amazing that he says that. But, of course, he also says that with to create an urgency for people to be told the gospel, to form a relationship with God through Christ, because in his words, you know, it's imminent, and it always was. I mean, that's...
Well, it's imminent one way or another, James. Either we leave this planet as we know it by passing, or Jesus comes. And this was a conversation that I had last week in Dallas as well. Is that the Church of Acts, one of the key focal points for them was certainly the gospel, but it was also the return of Jesus. It was, you know, he's coming back. Yes, he was here. He died on the cross. The tomb is empty. He was resurrected, and he's coming back. Now, there's a lot that's been lost in translation over the years, 2,000 years later. But as you say, here Jerry is saying, and I spoke with Jerry probably about a year and a half ago, and as he was, you know, starting to release his series on The Chosen, his book, he had mentioned Last of the Last Times, but I also took notice when you had Billy Graham before his passing, because Billy Graham rarely talked about anything that had to do with the prophetic. It was always about, you know, the redemption and the blood of Christ. It was about evangelism. And so for Dr. Graham to come out and say before he passed that he believed that we are living in the last of the last days, I thought was quite profound.
No, it is. And there's a connection because Jerry Jenkins assisted Billy Graham in writing his autobiography and memoirs, and they were very close. That's really, you know, what Jenkins actually said is that it seems like something is coming. You just wonder how long God can carry us as sinful and restless as the world is. And when we look at the trend lines, I mean, you know, we're in places, things are being advocated that it absolutely we did not conceive of. Our minds would not conceive of the idea that people would want to give drugs that suppress development of normal processes in the Bible, hormone blockers,
right,
infant children, that they would be having conversations about sexual preferences with three-year-olds, that we would have a drag queen story hour, that we would have taken our educational system, locked it down for the better part of a year, and bring it back completely transformed into a propaganda vehicle, indoctrination center for Marxism. These kinds of things were inconceivable. And in terms of the sanctity of life, it's moved into a sphere of degradation, disrespect for life, where a governor can stand up in public and say that a baby that's already born, that life can be ended at the whim of a physician and a mother. That these things are a sign of deep, deep sickness. And so I think those, and you know, that's in addition to the totalitarianism springing up in the United States. These trend lines are just extremely disturbing and seem unprecedented. I suppose all through history people felt that way, but I think we can make the argument that, you know, we've gone beyond even the imagination of a great novelist.
Mm-hmm. Well, you look at it, the degradation and the evil that is abounding, it's as if we're revisiting the days of Noah. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. A costly burglary at the Tide Ministry production studio in Zimbabwe turned into a great reminder of the power of Jesus Christ to work through his body. We are encouraged by friends and ministry partners who are stepping forward to help replace what was stolen so that our production of Ndebele language programming does continue. And while our studio was already enforced with security measures, we've been enabled to take even more steps to keep the equipment safe from further crimes. Despite the enemy's attempt to use thieves to hinder the Tide Ministry activities, the enemy does not have power over the body of Christ. We at the Tide Ministry praise God that He's in control and that He has provided us with partners to stand with us in every situation. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can be a part of a global initiative to help build God's kingdom and tell the world about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Freshen and independent.
that we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. James Hurston continues with us, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. James, as you were talking about the evil, how pervasive and increasingly it is becoming. It's as if maybe Satan knows something, and this is his last grasp at trying to just infect as many people as possible to try to make God into the liar once again. That's what he's tried to do from day one, going back into the garden, and his objective has not ended. It will not end until he is thrown in that ultimate lake of fire once and for all. But meanwhile, we're going to be the effect of his influence if you are not, regardless, even if you are close to Christ, he's going to come after you. I mean, just as Jesus warned Peter that Satan wanted to sift him, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it just underscores that what we face today has gone beyond politics, beyond rhetoric, and it's in the spiritual realm, and it is a battle line. It's interesting because when Jerry Jenkins envisioned and expanded upon, using poetic license, the prophecies of Revelation, mm-hmm. he basically created a story about a battle. And on one hand in the battle was the malevolent evil of the Antichrist, mm-hmm. and the other end were this group of converts to Christianity that had formed a resistance called the Tribulation Force. Well, that battle is parallel to the battle we find ourselves in, because mm-hmm. we're in a battle of good versus evil, the aforementioned unbelievable trends in society that undermine family and faith. Clearly, the people that have taken power are anti-God. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anti-God, isn't that a term that's that far away from saying anti-Christ?
Yes.
So it's very similar to the kind of battle lines between good and evil. Spiritual good and spiritual evil that we can feel viscerally happening currently, happening all over the world, really. Mm-hmm. And the level of deceit, the level of lying that we see from institutions that we used to trust. I mean, I saw a very clever post on Facebook that I shared. Someone posted, they said, "The last time I trusted the news, it was with Huey Lewis." So Huey Lewis, for those of you, you know, just Huey Lewis had a band called The News. It was Huey Lewis and The News.
Exactly.
How did that go back to the 70s or the 80s or something? But we're talking about, you know, 40 or 50 years ago. Mm. But really, the truth is that we have seen an erosion of trust, of credibility, and of integrity in the press, to the point that for me and many of my friends, mm-hmm. We literally have to search out the truth.
Exactly.
When it comes to current information, we can't find it. And that in and of itself is a biblical notion, this incredible, amazing amount of deceit and lies that our leaders, our media, and our institutions now, even to the point where parents, more than ever, they have to pull their kids out of public school in almost every case. Because the public schools are just incredibly anti every value that made this country great, against every value.
Right.
And so discerning parents are getting into homeschooling. They're finding a way to get their kids into private schools, charter schools, magnet schools, whatever they can do, and get them away from these agenda-driven administrators?
Well, you know, experience defines preference. And what we're realizing here through experience, James, is this is what happens when you detach from God. Okay? And it's not my God or your God. It is the God, God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, who made it real clear that there would come to this time, to your point, that knowledge would abound, but people wouldn't understand. That we'd render ourselves stupid in the process. George Orwell stated, you might remember this one, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. This is what's happened to your friends and those of us who pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Because today's media, by and large, has sold themselves out. I mean, basically, they've embraced Marxist theology, which has no room for God whatsoever. A lot of platitudes, a lot of rhetoric, but all they've delivered historically is death and destruction. And as Barack Obama once proudly said, elections have consequences. And America is facing the consequences of this last election. How do you like me now?
Yeah, I know, that's true. You know, the value of truth versus lies is a value that doesn't exist when you completely lose your moral moorings.
Exactly.
And you talk about taking God out. The problem is, of course, that the people that the left looks up to, Marx and Engels and Vladimir Lenin and their progeny, were not only you know, atheists, they were militant atheists, because their very system, the utopia that they claimed to be building, was dependent on eliminating all religion, all reverence, all faith, anything other than faith in the state composed of social engineers who would rework the fabric of society, rebuild it without consequence to any notion of individual dignity. So they had to remove the idea that human beings are created, that human beings have a purpose, that human beings have a soul. They had to do that because, in their eyes, individual humans are worthless, are completely nothing, like a bug squashed. Mm-hmm. And once those kinds of, and that's what happens, as you describe, when you remove God from the equation, you end up with moral chaos, which is exactly what the enemy of God desires. Mm-hmm. And so you end up with a world that is ripe for totalitarianism, that is no longer functional on a moral basis. And so truth as a value disappears, and that is, unfortunately, where we find ourselves. So we are developing a level of cynicism in society that only comes from repeatedly having leaders, institutions, and media lie to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and we were ripe for the pickings. We've become a society of convenience to the point that we've killed over 60 million babies by way of abortion. And so we're ripe for this. We're back in this cyclic, routine of the nations heading to destruction, you know, like in the book of Judges. We want to see things according to our own eyes. We don't want God to be involved in our lives until we're so oppressed and in bondage, then we'll cry out to God. Now, whether or not God will come back and redeem us once again and allow us to go through the process, only time will tell. But meanwhile, you know, just like we've seen in previous patterns, there's only so much that God will tolerate. That's why he took out Sodom and Gomorrah. This is why also that Jerry Jenkins writes about in Left Behind, God has to intercede lest the world would be destroyed at the evil of man's hands. And are we there? You know, I don't know, but only he knows, and we're going to see how this plays out, like it or not. But meanwhile, this is our opportunity to turn back toward the Father and re-embrace that which we know to be true and honest and godly and righteous, James. An issue of faith, no doubt about it. James, we got to leave it there to be continued. I appreciate the time, buddy, as always. Take care. God bless you. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst right here.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American troops in northeastern Syria came under fire from multiple rockets Monday evening. There were no injuries to U.S. troops in the attack, in apparent retaliation for Sunday's U.S. airstrikes against Iran-backed militias in Syria and Iraq. The search for survivors among the rubble of a Surfside, Florida condo entered a sixth day Tuesday, with around a half dozen bodies recovered from the partial collapse of the 12-story building and many people still unaccounted for. Rescue specialists from Israel and Mexico joined the American crews in the search for life using cranes, dogs, and infrared scanners. Roads buckled and power cables melted as record temperatures continue across the Pacific Northwest on Monday. Seattle, Washington surpassed its record set Sunday when it hit 108 on Monday evening. And Portland, Oregon, for the third consecutive day, recorded an all-time high temperature of 116 degrees. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And joining us is Jerry Newcomb. Always an honor to have Dr. Jerry with us. Oh, I'm sorry. What am I going? I'm ahead of myself. Jeff Kemp, of course. Hey, Jeff, forgive me. I lost track of my my schedule here all of a sudden, you know, and so forgiving.
I'm used to being a backup, being traded, bench. So, you know, you're just playing with me, and I'm used to it. I can handle it.
That's kind of like when I was in the Marine Corps. The drill instructors would tell us that, say, don't you feel like you're a bug in a jar and we're just moving you around? So I can empathize. Forgive me. Jeff Kemp, quarterback, you know, for the family. He's an Ivy League graduate who played 11 seasons as a QB in the National Football League with the LA Rams, the Niners, Seattle Seahawks, and the Philadelphia Eagles. Today he's more passionate than ever about strengthening men, marriages, and families, and bringing groups and teams together for exciting results. I mean, that's what it's all about, right, Jeff?
You know, know what? This is a world of relationships. God made it that way, and teams do better than individuals, but relationships are not easy. So it actually takes a lot of coaching, a lot of training, a lot of learning, and I think as you and I have found, it takes a relationship with God to get the unconditional love that helps us persevere through the hard parts of marriages and parenting and conflict and family wounds from the past. And so we need God's love to guide us to be good team builders and relationship people.
Well, when you consider Jesus' response when he was asked about the greatest commandment, it really, in a sense, formed a cross, because before you can have the horizontal expression, you've got to have the vertical. Because if you're not drawing from God, what do you have to give within your own humanness? I mean, it's going to fall short. We're just not capable to do it without the agape love that comes from the Father.
You and I are in agreement on that. Mm-hmm. We don't practice it perfectly, though, do we? Try to do things on our own. We start our day and forget to even talk to God and thank him and remember our identity as sons, well-loved sons of this amazing Father of ours.
But that's why we practice, Jeff, let's give everybody a break here and have some compassion, is that nobody expects perfection. That's the big lie of the devil. I mean, because if we could attain perfection, then, you know, Jesus is irrelevant and unnecessary. So he went to the cross, suffered like he did, died, rose from the dead. For what? Just to be a conversation piece?
No, I mean, the interesting thing is God designed us, intended us to live in perfect relationship with him without any sin. But Adam and Eve said, I kind of want to do it my own way. They were deceived. At least Eve was deceived, and Adam went along with the deception. He really messed up by not protecting and leading. And that ushered in the imperfection of our fallen world. Since that time, no one can be perfect. Everyone sins. We all fall short. But Jesus came. He did live perfectly. And then he volunteered to die. So his sacrifice, unlike the lambs and goats and other animal sacrifices of the Jewish people, his sacrifice of a perfect life could be the once-for-all sacrifice for all of us, forgiving our sin, usher us back into relationship with a perfect God. And at this point, he doesn't expect us to be perfect. He knows we cannot be. But if we receive Christ, we get credit for his perfection, and that starts to change us if we're really grateful for it. That's what you and I are aiming for. Gratitude and becoming more like Jesus.
Jeff, if it's okay with you, I'd like to deviate just a slight bit, because you brought something up that I think that we need to unpack here a little bit more, and that goes to the original sin and the original lie. You know, did God really say, surely you're not going to die? And surely Satan knew what kind of death God was referring to. He knew what was going to happen, but he lied to Eve and to Adam in saying, surely you will not die. So this is, again, an example of where we are in today's culture. Are we listening to the voice of God, or are we listening to the other voices that say, surely you're not going to die?
Yeah, the enemy of God, who is the enemy of life, whose aim is to deceive and to lie and to destroy, because he's already judged and will be separated and judged from God forever. He wants to convince us we can do it on our own and that God's holding out on us. Like there's a better life that we could have on our own without him. And that we don't need to worry about death because there's no judgment. And the reality is he's been judged.
Yes.
And we will be judged on one simple thing. Did we accept the gift of God that he paid the highest price for to bring us back into relationship with him, since we could not fix our problem of sin and imperfection and separation from him alone? We couldn't do it. So it comes down to, will we receive this gift? Can you imagine having an amazing Christmas gift? Your parents give you the most cool, amazing gift possible, and you
don't open it for who knows what reasons, but obviously Satan is out there trying to trick us into not fully receiving Jesus Christ and trusting him.
Right. And a little bit to your point, Jeff, and I read this last week when I was at NRB, and this really has stayed with me, and I thought if this came up and would be appropriate, I wanted to remind you of this. You kind of touched on this. In the book of Acts, on Acts 17, the apostle writes, or actually it was Luke that wrote, the times of ignorance God overlooked. Okay, this was before. Okay, God's, extreme forgiveness, compassion, and long-suffering, and he wrote it up to ignorance and just said, okay, I'm going to overlook that. But now he commands all people everywhere to repent because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Boy, that's a drop the mic moment. I mean, there's no refutation, and it goes exactly to your point that the time of ignorance is over and we're now accountable because he sent Jesus. Jesus died for our sins and it's up to us to accept or deny that. That is the clear choice. And to really certify this incredible miracle and gift that he gave us is not only did Jesus die and suffer for our sins, but then he rose from the dead and is in heaven with the Father to come back again. Go ahead.
If he did not rise from the dead, as the Apostle Paul says, then we're a bunch of fools and we're putting our hope in something that cannot save us and we're wasting our effort on that. But if he did rise from the dead, then we have the ultimate proof and the ultimate answer and the ultimate hope. And it's not because of anything good we did. Therefore, a person who believes in God, who trusts Jesus Christ, should be more and more humble. Mm-hmm. And I know that Christians want to live at a different level and live differently than the world, not keep up the same addictions and habits and aggressive patterns of sin they had before. But as we change, we are never to hold ourselves out as something better than others. We are just simply someone who God has graced with the open eyes and heart to receive Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that humility is very winsome in relationships. And that's how we can draw people closer to God who aren't close to him today. And that's the most important mission that anyone listening to this radio broadcast has. Mm-hmm. To receive Jesus, to live for him, and to humbly, lovingly share him with others. He's the answer.
We're like healed blind men, Jeff. We were blind, but now we see, and we're excited because we can see, but we're excited also that God thought enough of us to come down and reach out and touch us and heal us. How can you not get excited and want to share that with the world, right?
Gratitude and rejoicing.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. plans today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You know, we can get prejudiced by the media that we're exposed to on a daily basis, and so much of what we're seeing on TV and our screens is about all the violence, the rise in crime that is taking place. And I agree, it is shocking to see what's happened to our country, especially here we are getting ready to celebrate our 245th birthday and celebration of 4th of July. And we see all this lawlessness that's happening out there. But, you know, what we hear so little of, and I only wish there was a little bit of balance, what we hear so little of are the neat things, the good things that people are doing. I mean, there are many good people out there. Samantha Mao is with us. She's the good news girl, noted, and perfectly positioned on the show every Tuesday, but also right there on the front page of our website at BillMartinezShow.com. She comes on and gives us a weekly report of all these great stories and these really neat things that kind people, compassionate people are doing toward one another. And we're so grateful that she's faithful to do this every week. And we're starting out to this point that I'm telling you about. Here we have an anonymous customer that leaves a $16,000 tip at a New Hampshire restaurant. Now, $16,000 tips don't come that often, do they, Sam? Or at all?
Well, I'd certainly never heard of it in all my years of waiting tables, and especially on this kind of check. So, as you know, what this restaurant's serving, they're actually serving hot dogs. It's a little grill. The total for the bill was $37.93. So just to give you an idea, it's a little place called Stumbling Bar and Grill in Londonderry. And the restaurant owner, Michael Zarella, he was the one who told everybody. And the customer, you know, people were thinking, you know, this must be a celebrity or something like that. It has to be somebody famous to have this kind of money. And it wasn't. He said it was just an average Joe, you know, so to speak. And the guy, the customer, everybody was like, are you sure you mentally, like, this can't be real? Because the customer kept saying, don't spend it all in one place, don't spend it all in one place. And they flipped it over. And you know, so they end up looking, and the staff ends up splitting it between the kitchen and the front of house. Everybody gets money to take home. And, you know, I think the most interesting part is not just that the customer left that huge tip. Oh my gosh, I don't even know how many hundreds of percent it is.
Right.
You know, they left that, but then they don't want any recognition. Mm-hmm. They're just like, this is not for public relations. This is not to get any, you know, any recognition. I just wanted to do something nice. You guys work really hard. And, I wonder how much it's going to change those people's, you know, not just their, like their ability to do the financial things they might have been wanting to do, but like kind of just their attitude about going to work. Just like how pumped would you be to have people recognizing you like that? That's your job. That's, you know, any job, I think just to get recognized and appreciated is a big deal. So I love that story.
Well, Sam, you know, the thing is, it's so extraordinary. I mean, think about the culture on that business and that team that were, you know, that they were open enough to split the tip, to share the tip, you know, not because generally when a tip goes, it goes to the waitress, right? You know, the luck of the draw, you know, and that kind of deal. And, you know, but for whoever was waiting, or if this was just in a general tip jar or something like that, it was something that was shared with everybody. That says something about the restaurateur and the people working at that restaurant. And I like you. My prayer for them is that that money, you know, went to good purposes, that they were greatly blessed. Because we know that whoever was this anonymous customer that left the $16,000 tip, that they were greatly blessed, right?
That's right. I am glad that I think it's cool they split it with the kitchen, too, because like you said, it's not always the case.
Exactly. No, that's that says a lot, again, about teamwork and, you know, and the whole culture of that particular restaurant there in New Hampshire. In this next story, you got the world's most premature baby, given 0% odds of survival, and now it's a year old, right?
Celebrated his first birthday. A baby boy, he was born at 1 pound at just 21 weeks. You know, the normal period for a pregnancy is 40 weeks, so he was just barely past halfway through. And he could fit in the palm of his dad's hands is Richard Scott William Hutchinson, who just celebrated his first birthday. So he was born on June 5th, 2020. So not only was he born that premature, he's born in the middle of a pandemic in Children's Minnesota Hospital in Minneapolis after his mother, Beth. She suffered some medical complications, which made her have to deliver. And, of course, I'm sorry, he didn't even weigh a pound. He weighed 11.9 ounces. So just to give you an idea, like his dad was saying that he could still see his organs. He was so little and so, you know, undeveloped that this is the case. Right. And, you know, whenever the whenever Rick and Beth, his parents, were given the prenatal counseling, as far as what to expect, their little boy was given a 0% chance of survival.
Can you imagine? So, yeah. You see, but they forgot to ask God. See, God has the final say in all this, right? And, you know, it's probably going to happen to that little boy. He's going to grow up, be 7'2", and a star basketball player in the NBA. Right?
And you know what's amazing to see him today at 1 year old? He looks like a healthy 1 year old boy. He's a beautiful little boy. And, you know, I think it's just amazing. And it has to give other parents hope when there's like, okay, there is a baby that survived at this early on. I always wondered what's the earliest a child could survive. If somebody goes into labor, because there's a certain point where they have their little parts, but, you know, he was barely halfway through.
The gestation period. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, well, it's quite shocking to those that want to discount life and not consider, you know, I mean, that's a debate in state houses around the country, is survivability. And so here's a child at, what was he, at 21 weeks, you said, or 20 weeks?
21 weeks.
21 weeks, and he survives, and here he is celebrating his 1-year-old birthday. Boy, this is he's going to be a poster child for those people, you know, for those of us that support life. And, you know, and we believe that God has the final say in all these issues, not the state houses of the country. And so this is awesome. What a great story. And then you look at him today, like you said, and he's a healthy 1-year-old boy. But I'm telling you, he's going to be 7'2". He's going to be in the NBA. It's going to happen. And they're going to show pictures of him, you know, before and after, right? Here he is in the palm of his dad's hand, all transparent, his organs there like a, you know, one of those open face watches where sometimes you can see the inside of the watch operating and all that. And you see this little boy, and now here he is, this grown man playing basketball, dunking on people in the NBA. How much fun is that? That's awesome. Nothing like home movies to depict a man rescues a pair from a crashed, burning car. What happened here?
So this is he was a shuttle driver for Ben's B&R Auto Wrecking in Oregon. He's on the way home, and he sees a car crash. His name's Gabriel. He sees a car crash on the side of the road, and he said it's 2:15 in the morning, okay? And he said if he had been a couple minutes sooner, he wouldn't have noticed the car crash, the extent of the damage. He wouldn't have seen the flames. And if he had been a minute later, he would have missed helping these people. So this guy, Gabriel, pulls over when he sees the car crash on the embankment, and he sees a young man and woman in there, and they're trapped. And they're trying to get out. The car is on fire. If he doesn't get them out, it's going to explode and it's going to kill them. And so he said, he's like, it's so different than a movie. You know, you see these movies and it's just like, he's like, but you're sitting there, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going to die. It's possible. I'm going to die myself.
Exactly. But right. This is totally uncontrolled. I mean, you know, right. Good.
That's right. And every decision he makes matters. So he needs tools to get in and help them. And he needs to hurry up and make sure that he gets both of them out and he gets away himself before it's done. And he ends up being able to rescue both of the people in the car. And he said the girl and the woman in there, I think it gave him extra motivation, had blonde hair like his own daughter. And he was just like, I just have to get them out. I just got to do it. So he ends up rescuing them at the very last minute. And it was seconds after he got them out, the car ends up bursting into flames. So he just, he feels like he was just in the right place at the right time. And he's just like,
and that's amazing. That's amazing how he noted that, Sam, that he realized that a minute here, a minute later, it was all, you know, everything was perfectly timed in terms of, you know, being at the right spot to save the lives of these people.
And he was the right person to do it because he happened to have tools with him and he had the heart for it and the strength to do it because, you know, sometimes there are people who have a will, but they don't have a way. And there are some people that have a way, they don't have the will. So I'm just, and the timing and everything, like you said, I think it's just amazing. And it's interesting to hear people talk about what it's really like versus what you see in the movies. You know, in the movies, you're just kind of sitting there, you're like, oh, I mean, you've got the adrenaline running, but when somebody's really got their life on the line to help somebody, I think that's what our favorite stories are all about.
Different game altogether. 4th of July this weekend, and in honor of 4th of July, let's wrap it up with this young boy who vows to mow 50 lawns for 50 veterans in honor of his grandfather. Tell us about that. We got about 35 seconds left, Sam.
That's right. So this young boy, his grandfather passed away in February, and his grandpa was actually behind him starting his lawn business when he was 14 years old, and he thought that maybe in his honor, since he had his own business, he would cut veterans' lawns for free, and that's just what he's doing. And Nathan, his name's Nathan Adams, and so I just think that's a really cool thing. It's a great way to honor his grandfather.
Exactly, and the way to honor the rest of his patriots who are celebrating the 4th of July, the birthday of our country, 245 years young. Samantha Mao, thank you, Sam.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It's even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium?